The Happy Prince is a statue covered in gold. He has beautiful blue gems for eyes, and he stands proudly on a hill above the city. He has a sword with a large red gem on it. People love to look at him. One night, a swallow flies over the city. He is flying to Egypt, and he still has a long way to fly. The swallow is tired. He lands between the feet of the prince and decides to sleep there. Just as he is falling asleep, a drop of water falls on the swallow's head.
"Where did that come from?" he asks himself. "There aren't any clouds in the sky."
Then another drop falls, and the swallow sees the happy prince is crying. The statue's tears are falling down on top of the swallow.
"Who are you?"
the swallow asks.
"And why are you crying?"
"I'm the happy prince. When I was alive, I was very happy because my life was perfect. I lived in a beautiful castle, and I never went past the castle walls. I didn't know that other people's lives were difficult. I never cried or felt sad. That is how I lived, and that is how I died. But after I died, I became a statue. They put me here on top of this hill. Now I see all of the sad people in my city. Life is difficult for them because they are hungry, poor, and sick. When I was alive, I could have helped them, but now I cannot. I can only watch them and cry," answers the prince.
"Down the hill," continues the statue, "I can see a poor woman. She's thin and tired, and her hands hurt from work. Her son is sick and hungry. He asks for an orange, but there is only water. Swallow, please take the red gem from my sword and bring it to her. My feet are stuck here. I cannot go."
"I cannot go, Prince," says the swallow. "I must rest now because I am flying to Egypt tomorrow."
"Please, stay one more night. The boy is so hungry and the mother is so sad. Please help them," says the prince.
The swallow feels sorry for the prince.
"It is very cold here," he says, "but I will stay for one more night. I will help you."
The prince thanks the swallow, and the swallow flies away with the red gem in his beak. Finally, he gets to the poor woman's house. He looks inside. The mother is asleep at the table. She fell asleep while working. The boy is turning in his bed. The swallow hops in through the window and puts the red gem on the table beside the woman. Then the swallow flies back to the prince.
"It's strange," says the swallow. "It's cold outside, but I feel warm."
"That is because you were kind. Doing kind things makes us feel good," says the prince.
The swallow falls asleep thinking about this. He thinks the prince is right. The next day, the swallow rests. He gets ready to fly to Egypt. At night, he tells the prince that he will leave in the morning.
"Swallow," says the prince, "please stay one more night."
The swallow does not want to stay. He wants to go to Egypt. The prince tells the swallow about a young man that he sees. The man is trying to work, but he cannot. He is too hungry and too cold. The swallow has a good heart. He decides to stay one more night.
"Shall I take him a red gem?"
asks the swallow. But the prince does not have any more red gems.
He only has 2 blue gems.
Take one of my eyes to him, says the prince.
No, I cannot do that,
says the swallow. The swallow begins to cry.
Swallow, please take my eye. The man needs it more than I do, says the prince.
So the swallow takes the prince's eye, and he secretly leaves the blue gem on the young man's desk. Just after the swallow leaves, the man finds the blue gem. He is so happy. The next day the swallow rests. He gets ready to fly to Egypt. At night, he tells the prince that he will leave in the morning.
Swallow, says the prince, please stay one more night.
The swallow does not want to stay. Soon the snow will come, and swallows cannot live in the snow. The prince tells the swallow about a little girl that he sees. She is very poor, and she has no shoes. She sells matches on the street, but her matches are all wet. Her father will be angry. If she does not bring home money, he will hit her. The little girl is crying. The swallow has a good heart. He decides to stay one more night.
Take my other eye to her, says the prince.
I will stay one more night, but I will not take your eye and leave you blind, says the swallow.
Swallow, please take my eye. The girl needs it more than I do, says the prince.
So the swallow takes the prince's eye. He flies down and drops the blue gem into the little girl's hand.
How beautiful!
Shouts the girl, and she runs home laughing. Then the swallow returns to the prince.
You are blind now, he says. So I will stay with you always.
And he falls asleep at the prince's feet. From that day, the swallow stays with the prince. He tells him all about the people in the city, and slowly they give away all of the gold that covers the prince's body. Piece by piece, they give it to the poor. The prince is no longer handsome, but the swallow and the prince have beautiful hearts. The swallow cannot survive the winter because the snow is too cold. He tries to keep warm, but he cannot. At last, he flies up to the prince's shoulder and whispers goodbye into the prince's ear. Then he kisses the prince on the cheek and dies. It breaks the prince's heart. In heaven, God says to an angel,
"Bring me the 2 most beautiful things from that city."
The angel chooses the dead swallow and the prince's broken heart.
"You have chosen correctly," says God. "They shall live here with us."